The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Back to Old School with DP and Jay on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Oh, man. Classroom, old school classroom was in effect.
We need a YouTube channel for Nate.
Oh, all his classwork.
Teaching you the ins and outs and ins about the ism.
Learning.
Well, ask the text line. Let's see where they go with it. This is old school. What male singers?
Oh, they're going to come with like Justin Bieber.
Helped you get your lady? What male singer helps you get your lady?
Milkman said he don't need that. He said his mouthpiece is like a Uzi with two clips.
He said he got it. He said, yeah. I don't need no help.
He said
help.
His mouthpiece is like a Uzi with two clips. Ba-da-da-da-da.
I don't need no help. But Nathan didn't know he was called the maestro because he led a Philadelphia symphony.
But Nate's over there studying right now, though.
But you guys got to remember, this is the 1970s. Nate, I won't be born for another 20 years.
Do you know who Mick Jagger is?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, same here.
Frankie Valli. Oh, my man said Keith Sweat.
Frankie Valli.
Hey, let me tell you a story about Keith Sweat, though. Let me tell you a story about Keith Sweat. So Keith Sweat was big. So I would always go down to North Minneapolis, you know, with my family and stuff on the weekends. That's where I used to hoop at on the weekends. And so my aunt would, you know, we'd be watching – I think it's BT or MT, and Keith Sweat would come on, and that was when videos were big, you know? So Keith Sweat would get on there and be singing, and she'd be like, man, that boy be begging, and guess what? He can't even dance. That's the big thing she's talking about. She's like, he can sing, but he can't even dance.
That was said, I forget who it was back in the early – Ja
Rule.
No, Ja Rule did not help you get – stop that.
4486 said Ja Rule.
No.
Frankie Valli.
He had the high pitch. Yeah. He had that soprano.
He said, can't take my eyes off you.
Genuine.
Boys, Two Man. Yeah, he got Brian McKnight, Buffalo's finest.
Genuine.
Brian McKnight from Buffalo. Foreigner. Dang, he went Lionel Richie. Yes, sir.
Well,
you talking about Barry Bonds before that, though. So
Lionel Richie, Commodores. Lionel Richie.
Yeah, yeah.
When he would hit you with the real
hard.
Oh,
he got Genuine on here.
Genuine is still doing it. He's now a meme because they caught him up on stage.
And then
age 50, and he was flexing at the ladies in the front row.
Yeah.
And they caught a video of him doing his little move.
Did you see Stephon Diggs do it?
Yeah, man. Yeah, man. Yep. There it is. Wichita Husker, Luther. Luther.
What about Bobby Valentino? Uh-huh. I hear you, Dirty Tony and the boys. Uh-huh.
Stylistics.
Nobody said the Isley Brothers yet.
The
Marvin
Stylistics.
Gaye, Barry White.
So, yeah. Now, Marvin.
Teddy Pendergrass.
Marvin did it for him.
Oh, yeah, Roger Troutman, though, too. These guys are for real.
This is the – and here's
Journey,
the thing.
Journey's all right.
Steve Perry, I have to admit, there were a few young ladies that I dated that Steve Perry was required company.
They said Barry's not happening here, right? Sam Cooke, yeah, that's old school right there. Yeah, the movie about Sam Cooke.
Teddy P, that was a really good movie.
Yeah, man, that's unfortunate.
What's the one that had Sam Cooke, Muhammad Ali, Malcolm X all in the hotel?
I know what you're talking about.
Really good.
Yeah.
Usher.
Yeah. REO Speedwagon.
REO Speedwagon was a bop. Okay, so Don't Let Him Go by REO Speedwagon is one of the most underrated songs ever.
He said Al Green.
Al cheated.
Keith Sweat.
Al cheated. Oh, Al was – because Al had like 13 chest hairs.
But Clantonio –
and he would wait until –
Clantonio said he even have – he must have did something. Clantonio John, he must have had a good time with Keith Sweat Nobody.
Oh, see,
that lets you know that's a memory that he ain't never forget. Nathan. Oh, here's one. Billy Ocean.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Billy Ocean.
Jerry Curl, Billy Ocean.
Barry White, Zap, Computer Love.
Computer Love is there. Look at y'all, Lincoln, Nebraska.
Text line. I hear you. I'm Wichita Huskers. Wichita Huskers, 7-5, Barry White. You're going 8-4 because you like Barry White.
Downtown Scott said Trent Reznor. That's funny. No, there's so many. But Barry would just talk. You know who you haven't mentioned? Larry Graham, one in a million.
The OJs, the Manhattans.
One in a million. You, Bill Withers, yeah. Uncle Bill was smooth.
DP, did you go to the press conference today?
Are you funny?
No, I'm asking. Did anybody go?
Yeah, I went down there.
You did?
Yeah.
I had some.
Dean
Martin and yes, okay.
I had some. Oh, sexual healing by Marvin Gaye. Yeah, that's it. That might be it.
That might be the goat.
No, I'm gonna tell you the best one though. Here you go, Nate. For you, Leon Haywood. Leon Haywood from first word for the whole words of it. You know what I mean? Leon Haywood.
Bob said to all of us, I'm gonna go
Leon
with Craig.
Haywood.
I'm gonna go with Craig. Because Craig just said
Prince. Yeah.
Because Prince, like, international lover. And even if he was up-tempo, he did a song called Lady Cab Driver. And it was the baddest jam of him just talking to his female cab driver. And be at the club and every woman on the dance floor. Let's get out there. And they looking for somebody. So.
Look at Nate over there cheesing.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile. And the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You guys are taking me to school. I'm learning.
This is
I'm
well
taking notes.
Nate, but here's why. Nate, you need to go to the press conference. Okay, whenever they have the next one after
tomorrow. Tomorrow, Mickey will be talking tomorrow.
Okay, you need to go tomorrow. Okay, you listening? Are we? Are you
listening?
Okay, you need to go to the press conference, and you need to ask Mickey why he didn't hit the atomic dog.
Yeah,
you are pretty upset about this.
Yeah, I am. I mean,
Travis says Michael Jackson, Elvis, and Prince. Like, that's kind of the
space.
There's
a ton. This is all kind of whatever your flavor is.
Yeah, but see, you know what? I'd get kicked out of the press conference because in my head, I want to have Mickey's song loaded on my phone.
I would just ask him, say, listen here, Mickey, I know you guys got a nice system in that locker room, right? I know it can thump. I know everybody was screaming your name after. Right?
Yeah.
And you don't need to copy Dion or whatever, but that song is internationally known.
Here's the
question. Okay, the Q Dogs, when they go over to C's and that come on, they bounce it.
But here's the question, Jay. What if in pregame, right? So Huskers are getting loose, right?
They're lucky I ain't up there. If they couldn't find the playlist.
Would Mickey lose it or would Mickey stay composed?
Oh, he'd get hyped. He'd have to. I ain't never met a Q Dog that ain't hype. And the only thing is, like, when I was in college, they didn't have any chapters. I think it was all in, like, Omaha, like the Q Q-Dogs, and I don't know where the Kappas was. Maybe the Kappas were on campus. I have an uncle that's a Kappa, and I was really scared to be a Kappa because he was like, yeah, I'm going to fly in and tear you up. I'm like, nah, nah, Uncle Butch, you ain't getting a hold of me. You know what I'm saying? Because you like 280, and you be lifting weights too much. Because he military and militant like a mug. Yeah. He still wear that high top, that high-end tight flat top, right?
Still wearing it.
And then my other uncle, rest in peace, Uncle Grease, Uncle Gary, he was a Q-Dog, and he was rough. That he was like, oh, you going to play football? He was like, yeah, let me test your chest. I was like, what that mean? So, Nate, what they used to do, test your chest. They're going to steal, punch you in your chest and see if you could take it. And I was about 175, maybe.
Did you hear Kevin Hart when he said, say it with your chest?
Yeah. I didn't have any type of pectorals. All I had was just two knots on my chest. That's it. But I was like, oh.
it would take your breath away. It would take your breath away.
He was like, breathe, chump. Breathe.
see, John and Cortland is showing off because John and Cortland just said Chuck Brown, which only
but nobody on the text line get any respect because they haven't said Leon Haywood.
Earth, Wind, and Fire. Earth, Wind, and Fire. All good. Like, we've gotten it totally off as we should have. But this is fair. This is fair. Nathan, what is the big event tonight? Why are you in a collared shirt with extra hair?
It is Carly, my beautiful girlfriend. It is her birthday, so shout out to her. A very happy birthday to her. 23 years young.
Yeah, so I wanted to give you a chance to give the shout out.
No, it was so we're going to a restaurant after this, maybe get a couple drinks and do a little celebrating.
There
too.
You go.
So
you go.
I'm not going to tell you what I got her on air. I'll tell you guys during the commercial break. Okay. I don't know if she's listening.
Well, you know, you can't tell Jay that because Jay's going to say he's going to talk about it on air.
No, I ain't going to say
if
that.
It's got to be a surprise.
Okay, especially if it's good.
I wouldn't do that for you. I wouldn't do that.
If it's
you.
Good, I would. I would. I would totally. I would. I would totally.
I'm not a big fan of surprises anyway, so I ain't really gonna.
You
do
like
that.
Surprises? Yeah.
No.
Why not?
I don't like them. I don't like surprises. And I don't like risk.
See,
everything I do, I always, always.
See, there's a plan.
Forecast the risk.
Yeah.
See, I'm a pretty big risk taker.
Yeah, I know. That's written all over this from you.
Yeah. It's worked out in my favor so far.
Well, I think we can save the Make Someone Smile segment because we're going to send something home for Carly. That's what we should do.
All
right. That's what we'll do.
Since Mickey don't want to do it, man, I know Mickey, I know he's probably not listening. He's probably busy. But hit the Atomic Dog because he don't want to do it.
You think Nate could dance to it? You think Nate could dance to that?
No.
I'm not a great dancer.
Can you move to it?
Yeah. Dang, your boy A-Rod said everybody afraid to admit R. Kelly. A-Rod, is it the one trapped in the closet with like chapter 80?
Yes, that's exactly.
I remember when that first came out, right? And you ever heard that song Trapped in the Closet? R. Kelly's like singing them. I mean, it goes from it. Remember because Ron Isley was in it, right? Mm-hmm. So it was
Uncle
like
Ron was in.
It was like four songs in the one, and they had a video with it. You know, and it would come on BET, you know, at night. But he would release. He released the first four, and I was like, "Oh, that's over, man." Next thing you know, 2 years later, man, it's like chapter 20.
You would never get off the dance floor to R. Kelly. You just stay out there, and you had to pick
Keys in the Ignition.
You had to pick your girl.
Did you say Keys in the? Did you know what Keys in the Ignition?
Oh yeah, no, it's the remix to Ignition, hot and fresh out the kitchen,
with Keys in Your Ignition.
Yeah. Mama rolling that body. Oh yeah.
Yeah, what about 12 play?
Okay. That's a little bit more my generation. All
right.
I know
that. Well, we'll go.
Oh,
we'll,
hey, your boy said right here, he's like, it was really good until the little man came out of the cupboard.
it was entertaining. Then they were like, come on, R. Kelly.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Did too much.
Trapped in the closet?
Did too much.
I got the Beretta.
That's why I like to see Jay just lose it.
You remember what he said? I'm trapped in the closet. He's walking through the closet. I got my Beretta.
He's about to be trapped again.
You know what, R. Kelly? That probably did happen to him. Ain't no doubt about it.
Sing what you know. Sing for it. We'll throw the break. More Old School when we come back.
Watch Old School live on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch. Old School with DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only, not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.